Hello, welcome to Boss Women, a podcast about women in business in comedy. My name's Katie and this is my darling mum,
Karen.
Hi,
hello, Katie. You sound out of breath.
Sorry, I've been rushing around trying to do this before we finish for
Christmas.
So we thought we'd just try and shoehorn in a cheeky podcast before we break up for the year and try and make it a bit jollier than our last one. I think I was a bit tired on the last one, so I apologise.
Yeah, and I thought I was okay, but obviously you were trying to be bright and breezy, but you just were not.
No. But I am now.
Are you?
We had our Christmas night out last night, so I'm a bit dusty around the edges, to be honest. But
yeah, but you deserve a night out now and again. I was home by
9:30 or something.
It wasn't, I was home by 7:00, so that was quite good for me.
But we also have Penny here with us at the podcast again, but I'm currently pushing her in the pram. She's been asleep for 1 hour and 13 minutes, according to the sleep
tracker.
So
we might get 10 minutes more.
So she might stay asleep, or she might not.
And she'll join us if she wakes up.
Now we've got to admit something about our promised episodes that we were supposed to release.
For heaven's sake, why? We can't just have bad news in a podcast. We've got to have some good news. When apart from Penny, Penny's good news.
The amateur podcast professionals that we are has meant that the audio wasn't recorded very well on some of our interviews during the Fringe.
How could you do that, Katie?
Oh, is it my fault? Okay, good.
Well, whose fault was it? I know nothing about recording. Absolutely nothing. In fact, did you set this up for me today?
Yeah.
Right. Rest my case.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm going to blame Penny. It was baby brain, and that's all there is to it.
I know, and I've got an old brain, so there you go. What a palaver.
Christ. Anyway, we might have a couple of them that can come out, but we are going to have to try and re-record some.
Yeah, I think Michelle.
Hopefully will work.
Yes.
And Caroline Ray, darling Aunt Hilda from Sabrina, it's very exciting that we interviewed her. She is actually coming over next
March.
So hopefully we could cheeky.
Yes, we'll have an absolute. Another one.
We should have her over to your house for dinner, and we can do it there.
Yeah.
And do it more casual.
Yeah, I'm glad you're suggesting all these things. I mean, this is the girl that has no brain at the moment, apart from...
You're talking about Caroline Ray?
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh. Thank you for that. I just thought you were being really rude about Caroline.
No, I would never be rude about her. She's far too funny for that.
Yes, and professional as ever, that's Karen's emails blinking in the background, so apologies for that too.
What does that mean?
Your notifications are playing.
Oh, I see.
When you get an email, and it's very busy at the moment trying to get everything sorted before Christmas, isn't it?
I know. Well, actually, I'm trying to book the festival.
The Fringe 2024.
Yes, as early as I can. Because we have sad news, but it will be good news in the long run, in that TVIT will not be with us in 2024.
Yeah, it's not going to... it's not a bad thing. We're going to get new toilets, thank God.
Lots of new toilets. No, the building will be absolutely beautiful in 2025, but our Fringe will probably be a little bit smaller.
This year,
In 24.
But 25 will be huge, probably.
But...
In all the right ways.
Yeah, but the thing is, we want to keep our good staff and, you know, get rid of the bad ones. No, we don't have any bad staff.
Just going to streamline our operation this year and come back fighting in 2025.
We've got some great people applying.
Wanting to come to the Fringe,
it's so positive. I'm really, really...
I mean, we're going to have our main hub on Chamber Street, which is Patter House, which will be amazing, and we're hopefully adding a couple small venues to that, which will make it really buzzy, which will be great.
Well, three, I hope.
A couple
doesn't mean three. A couple means two.
Can it not mean, you know, a few...
A few means more than a couple.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Learning all the time.
Yeah. Oh, was that your phone making a noise
that
there?
That was my phone buzzing.
So it's Christ. Not just me then.
Anyway, I don't really want to talk about business that much, but maybe we
No,
do
I
want
just
to
wanted that to be part of it because it's sad, but it's actually good.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I think we're going to have a really lovely Fringe this year, and it might have come at a good time considering I have Penny, and to be honest, have been struggling to do any work, do enough work, and I apologise to anyone that I haven't replied to emails and calls to, because it turns out that being a mum is a full-time gig. Who knew?
It is, I know. It came as a surprise
know,
to you,
I
did it?
I can't believe it came. I feel like an idiot that it came as a surprise, but I honestly thought I could carry on as normal. And
I can't believe that you
difficult.
Didn't realise.
I don't know. I just thought that I would take it in my stride a lot more than I necessarily have.
Even when you had, even when the birth came along, then you were overwhelmed. So you were overwhelmed.
What do you mean?
Well, did you just think, she'll be born and then I'll feed her and then I'll just...
Get on with work. Yeah. I just thought that I'd be able to fit her into my pocket and carry her around with me and carry on getting on with things. But actually, your whole mindset shifts to being like, she's the most important thing, and then what else do I have to do after that? Mm-hmm. You know, and your priorities just completely change.
I'd just like to say, I don't know how I did it.
I am, well, that's kind of the road that we went down that road.
I know,
last
it's just
time.
It's just the way you say, I don't know how you did it, because
I think we've got a wee visitor here.
You're absolutely right. It is the most important thing. However, I'm here for business, and you have a husband for Penny, so there you go.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm incredibly lucky that I've got massive amounts of support. Mm-hmm. And Penny's amazing. And then she's just woken up. So
I am a wee bit sad because tomorrow they leave to go to Norway for their first Christmas, for Penny's first Christmas.
We are going to Christmas in Norway with Frederick, Papa's family. Yeah, it'll be a bit different. And
this is her trying
here
to get
Penny
out of the pram. Hi, Penny.
Here she is. She'll need some food.
Now we all get all soft and quiet again. And
can you say more?
Hello.
More.
She's got that sleepy look about her.
Yeah, so we're going to Norway tomorrow, but we're back on Boxing Day, and then we'll have Cora and Christmas after that.
Which would be lovely.
Yeah. So what do you want to have as our Christmas message before our darling girl here interrupts us and gets grumpy about needing food?
I want to... That smacking sound is our kissing.
I'm sorry. Can't help it. Our little cheeks. They're just so kissable, aren't they?
Yes, yeah, so...
I tell you what we should do. We should put... Penny's favourite Christmas song at the end of this episode, shouldn't we?
Yeah, that would be great.
Because she loves it.
On every single time you hear this song, Penny's face lights up.
Yeah.
Absolutely lights up. But we'll do it as a surprise at the end, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I know I'm talking baby talk now.
I know, sorry.
Isn't it funny how you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, how about...
I know.
I do it with other children as well.
I just wanted us to have a wee podcast just to say that everything's fine and we're fine and Penny's wonderful and I'm still knackered and don't have any, and you know, I'm very tired, but everything's great. Everything's good, isn't it, Penny? Silence.
Yeah. No, the reason the silence is the staff are coming in and you can hear them. In the background, but
if you talked over it, then you might not be able to hear them, so you could just carry on as normal, shouldn't we?
You see, she just gives me a row for everything I do.
Everything.
What is our Christmas message?
Well, I don't know, are you going to be able to shut off from business over Christmas? Are you looking forward to Christmas?
Yeah, I'm going to be on a Zoom to you, Penny. Actually.
Hopefully not a Zoom, that's a bit too close
no.
to home.
Oh no, a FaceTime, sorry.
We'll do a wee FaceTime, yeah.
No, I've got other members of the family, it'll be lovely. And I'm seeing some friends I'm seeing a friend for dinner tomorrow night. I'm seeing friends for dinner on Thursday night. And then I have to finish all the wrapping and get all the food in, and that's it.
Yeah.
And as you say, you'll be back. Well, I'm actually driving you to the airport tomorrow morning. So
you are indeed. Well, I hope you are.
I am.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There should be more of a kind of point to this podcast, surely.
Well, I want to say that... I just want to say that the business is all going well, even although you are a wee bit distracted at the moment, and that you will be distracted for another few months. In fact, she starts
life.
Well, she starts weaning in the new year.
Yeah, that's another stress.
And she's already sitting
to.
In a high chair. I mean, for heaven's sake. And she's
grunts. No, it's a different way of working, isn't it? But the team have coped really well with it, and you have coped wonderfully well with it, and I couldn't do it without you, basically.
Well, I'm enjoying it, and at the beginning of the year, I'm going to take a Wednesday off.
Yes.
And have Penny.
You're going to go to Mormors on Wednesdays, aren't you, Penny? That's really exciting for everyone to hear.
But I'd love to, all the people that... care about the Gilded Balloon and mm-hmm. know what we do, I'd just like to say Merry Christmas to all of you and a Happy New Year.
Yes.
Especially the ones overseas that we never see anymore.
Yeah, definitely.
And we try and have catch-up Zooms and, you know, we just haven't had the time. So just to everyone that knows...
Whoever bothers to listen to this, it means the world to us, and we hope to see you all very
and
soon.
And I'm going to get Katie into some sort of managerial style.
What does that mean?
Meaning that we'll do a podcast once a month, as we were going to do.
Yes, we'll try and do it a bit more regularly, won't we? And maybe Penny will be here, and maybe she won't.
Maybe you'll be in nursery a couple of days if we can get you into a nursery.
We won't find anywhere.
We won't complain about how expensive nurseries are.
No. I'm excited about Penny's first Christmas, but who knows whether she is.
She doesn't mind
she
is. If you're in Norway in the freezing cold with another grandmother that wraps you up.
In wool, as much wool as possible, so that you're nice and cosy. It's a time to... reflect and hopefully have some eyes off of our emails for a moment. I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed with the amount of work that I've been doing at the same time as Penny, so I'm looking forward to just trying to focus on Penny for a bit. Because even though I'm not replying to a lot of emails, you know, you're still consumed by them, even if they're coming in and everything. So thankfully, because we're not involved in Panto or anything else like that during the Christmas season, we can take some downtime, hopefully.
Well, not hopefully, you will.
Oh, hope so.
I think the only thing that concerns me is your lack of sleep. Or should I say Penny's lack of sleep.
Yes, well, it'd be nice if Penny sleeps one day, but for the moment we're just going to ride it out, aren't we? Aren't we, Penny?
It's amazing how many couples don't complain about it. Well, now you know why some of them do complain.
Anyone that says that their baby's sleeping through the night, I don't believe you. That's all I'm saying.
So, answers on a postcard.
Yeah.
This little girl loves the mornings.
She does indeed. And she's so happy. She was babbling away from 5:30 this morning.
Yeah,
absolutely.
She just
delighted
loves it. And
to
then
be awake.
Early in the evening she'll sleep, and then she'll wake up again in the night.
Yeah. Yep, she does. Do you take a wee picture of you with the podcast mic staring up at it?
I will take the photo.
A Merry Christmas to all and to all.
A good night.
A good night.
No, I'm sorry, it's a wee bit... we should also apologise to the people that we've interviewed and we haven't been able to put it out because...
Yeah, I know, Penny, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, if you give me your phone, I will take a photograph
of
you.
Let's just finish the podcast first, shall we?
No, I want to do it right now while I'm still talking.
So, shall we sing a little song to get us out of the podcast?
Wait. I have to find where your photograph is on the thing.
Camera.
Oh, there it is. Called. Your photograph. Right, 1, 2, 3.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. This is where you fade it out, editor, into the actual song.
Don't want a dog
or a drinky dinky toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. You're gonna sing? No. No. Say goodbye.
Bye-bye, everyone. We'll see you in 2024. We can't wait.
Love you, babe. Love you, Mum.
Love you, too.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. Mama said. Mama said. Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. My mama said.